This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to Heart and Soul with me, Lauren Booth, your place to reflect. When we want something really badly, that job, good health, urgent help, this is the moment we turn in prayer to the divine. Why do we do this? And who are we asking? My guest today to continue to explore the Islamic viewpoint on prayer is Sheikh Sajid Umar. He is now pursuing his PhD and enjoys continued participation as a lecturer and senior advisor, and is one of the Muslim world's most prolific speakers. Welcome, Sheikh.
Thank you very much, Barakallahu Fik. May God Almighty bless you and bless all the listeners.
Ameen.
Number one, an act of worship, right? So whether you get what you're asking for or not, you worship God Almighty. You worship God Almighty, you reward it. And if you reward it, your paradise becomes bigger. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to build the real estate of the perpetual, right? Of perpetual bliss, which is paradise. Number one, it's worship. Number two, it's a conversation. It's like you picking up the phone and calling your friend and, you know, just removing the burden of your heart and soul to your friend. And this is the bad day I had, and this is what happened. Sometimes people just need to speak to get it out of the system, right? And dua gives us an opportunity just to speak, to have a conversation with God Almighty, who's upon all able. That's number two. And number three, supplication is a chance for us to ask our need. And, you know, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, also taught us another narration that for me, allows me to understand what a happy life entails. Mm. And that teaching is in the form of him saying, peace and blessings be upon him, that God Almighty always answers our supplication. It's in the how. The question is, how does he answer them? Mm. But in terms of him answering them, he absolutely does. And for me, that is happiness. That is happiness. And for me to know that, you know what, he always answers my supplication, then I'm happy. I'm happy because he knows what I don't know. You know, I might have sight, but I don't have perception because God Almighty has left me with a pixel. But the complete picture is of God Almighty. Right, and you know, if anyone showed us a pixel and told us to guess the picture, 10 times out of 10 we'd make a mistake, right? So if we only have a pixel, how do we know really what's good for us, and what isn't good for us? And that's when we started this particular program. We spoke about the EQ, the heart, and the SQ, the soul, and how can the EQ and the SQ derive this peace, and even the IQ, which is the mind, and the PQ, which is the body, all together. You derive this peace by knowing that, look, at the end of the day, my ability to know what's good for me or bad for me is limited. I only have a pixel, right? I can only guess in scope of this pixel and make decisions within the sphere of the pixel that I have.
Which is tiny, Sheikh. Which is tiny, you're right. Of course you're right. And yeah. I remember, I'll give a quick example, and we'll go to a little break. I had a kitten. Kittens are everywhere here in Qatar, and often the expats, especially, we like to rescue them into our houses. This little ginger kitten, it was half blind, and I put it on a counter, and I had three other rescue cats, and these cats were wanting to attack it. But this kitten, who I'd put food on the high counter, I just was saying to the kitten, just stay here and have this food, and I'm going to turn away. Do not go on the floor. It kept trying to throw itself onto the floor, but I knew that on the floor was a disaster with these cats that were going to grab it, but the kitten just knew it wanted to get down. It didn't know what was down. It didn't even know why it wanted to go down. It didn't know it was better if it stayed in that place, because I had the bigger view of that kitchen. And really, our situation is that we are a pixel in a grand panoramic photograph, only one pixel. And we do not have the full jigsaw to look at. So we're going to take a little break on that thought, and we'll be back after this Nasheed by Omar Issa.
We were taught beautiful things by this man, Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. He taught us to love and to care for each other. That is the sunnah of the chosen one. Loving for your brother what you love for yourself is so true. Oh yeah. There's nothing more rewarding than helping and praying for each other. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another, let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another, let's pray for our ummah. Love and peace is what the world is asking for. So let's be the change now. No one's better than another, we're equal. Let's come together. Stand for your brother, what you love for yourself is so true. Oh yeah. There's nothing more rewarding than helping and praying for each other. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another, let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another, let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help them up with one ummah. Let's help each other, let's love each other, let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another, let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another, let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another, let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another, let's pray for our ummah.
You're listening to Heart and Soul on Qatar Foundation Radio with me, Lauren Booth. Sharing gems of knowledge with us today is Sheikh Sajid Omar, the learned Sheikh and keen golfer and Liverpool supporter. Welcome back, Sheikh.
Thank you very much, Sister Lauren. Really honoured to be here, and I pray the listeners are well, and excited to listen to the broadcast as well.
God willing, we will all take a lot away from this. I really want to ask you, Sheikh, if someone has never prayed before, and maybe they're listening to this and they're right at that moment of, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing right now, they're saying to themselves, and I don't know how to actually ask. Do I say, Oi God, hi, how are you doing? Can you perhaps recite something for us and then explain its meaning and some of the etiquette, and when I say etiquettes, God is not distant from us in any way. Anybody who makes a heartfelt plea will be heard. This is a guarantee in the Holy Quran. God is open to us. He is closer than our jugular vein. But I think some of the similes that are given are, if you have a good workman and bad materials, something's not going to be as good as it could be. Or if you have, you know, we have to get the two things right. So if the etiquettes are followed, it's like an arrow going to the bullseye rather than slightly to the left or right. So perhaps you have either an ayah or a beautiful dua to share with the Sheikh, please.
That's excellent. Excellent question. And by the way, just before the break, your analogy with the cat and the kitten, that was amazing. And I think it was very telling. You know, God Almighty mentions many supplications in the Quran, in the Final Testament. Supplications of praiseworthy people, supplications of his prophets, supplications of his messengers, they're all beautiful. They're all beautiful. And in terms of, you know, asking God Almighty, then ask God Almighty as you would respectfully ask any person of the higher authority that you know. Right? You wouldn't be rude. You know, when you need something from somebody, you know, you sort of exercise certain etiquette. You don't just jump in there and say, hey, boy, you know, just give me something. You don't do that. You know, if you need something so amazing, you'll actually try and wean your way in, you know, try and find out what the person likes. If he likes ice cream, what type of ice cream? Maybe I can take him out for this ice cream. You know, you'd use etiquette. You'd use your charm. So what you got to, you know, when you have a conversation with God Almighty, that's basically what's required to, you know, firstly, give it a chance. And like you said, for those who haven't really done it, why should they do it? I said, give it a chance. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose, you know, turning to the divine and even in your doubt saying, you know, that I'm giving this a chance and give me a sign. What do you have to lose, right? Have that conversation. And, you know, perhaps God Almighty will bless you with signs that will be a means of guidance and a greater journey in engaging God Almighty. Before we go into the air, because you shared that analogy, you know, earlier I said that God Almighty, you're not going to lose asking him because he always answers. The issue is how, right? And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, taught us that God Almighty answers our supplications in one of three ways. He either gives us what we're asking for, right? So you want that vehicle, you know, with full amenities, with all the features, and you ask God Almighty for it, and he gives you that. You want your dream job, you get it, right? You want to pass your exams, it happens. That's one way. The other way is that God Almighty answers your prayer, your supplication, but not by giving you what you're asking for, but by removing a greater calamity that was set to afflict you. So there was a calamity destined to afflict you, major illness, and God Almighty used the supplication to lessen the impact of that illness or remove it totally. And you wouldn't even know that this is the case. You wouldn't even know that, you know what? It was that supplication who helped them. That's why we should always have good hope in God Almighty and not say, I'm asking and he's not giving, because he has given you, but you don't even know that he's given. And earlier we said that God Almighty is over all the affairs of his creation. So this is the second way, that harm is reduced. Maybe you were set to fail an exam, and because you prayed God Almighty to, for example, grant you entrance into a university. You might have got an entrance into that university, but you passed your exam, right? So that's the second way. The third way is that God Almighty packages your prayer into a nice, you know, gift bag wrapped up very nicely, and he preserves it for you till the day you meet him on the day of judgment. Because, you know, on the day of judgment, there's no way for us to earn any deed.
But what if we want it now? We might want it now. We want something now.
Yeah, but we want something now. But God Almighty wants to give us what is better for us. We might think this is better for me now, but God Almighty knows it's better for us later. You know, you might want that vehicle now and get that vehicle. And you might stand in front of God Almighty on the day of judgment and be one deed or two deeds or three deeds short of paradise. Imagine if God Almighty then presented to you your prayer and said, you know, you wanted that car when you used to live. I didn't give it to you then, but I saved that prayer for you now to give you paradise. What would you have wanted? A car in the world or paradise which will last forever and you can have as many cars as you want in it? It's a no-brainer, you know? And that is why in some narrations it's stated that when the believer, when this person in front of God Almighty, hears that God Almighty has saved all these supplications that he or she made and is presenting these supplications now in the hereafter, this person will say, you know, oh God, I wish you never gave me anything I asked for as I was alive. This is the level of elation that this person will reach, and this is natural. And we can use, you know, it happens that sometimes, even in our job, we ask for something, and we don't get it. But because we didn't get it, we acquired certain skills, and because of that, we received, you know, two or three levels of promotion. And then, if you sat with that person and said, look in hindsight, it's always called hindsight, that's what we do, right? We say in hindsight. We say, okay, in hindsight, would you have accepted, you know, would you have taken the opportunity then, or would you have remained upon your old job that allowed you to get the skills for you to get these three levels of promotion now? You say, well, in hindsight, I would have come, this is what I would have done. You know, I would have remained in the job and not taken the new job, right?
Very true.
So, you know, human beings, we act in haste. It's just who we are. You know, and it's faith that keeps us in check. Now, coming to the etiquette, there are many etiquettes cited by the Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, in terms of how to, you know, put a respectful request. And it's like when you're going for a job interview, you're trying to make sure that your presentation is the best, because the HR department is going to look at the best presentation, and that's the presentation that's going to go in the front of the queue. Right, so the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, in the same way, he taught us elements to assist our supplications, being answered, and to exacerbate the process of it being answered, and even God Almighty answered it in a good way. So he taught us, you know, to to raise our hands. He taught us to pray for other people when we pray for the things we want. So if you're asking for a car, ask God Almighty to give other people a car as well.
That is beautiful. That's something we miss out on. Don't just ask for yourself. Is that what you're saying, Sheikh?
Yes, because Islam is all about being selfless, not selfish. Mm. And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, he taught us that if you pray for something for somebody else, God Almighty will assign you an angel, a purer being, that will make that same supplication for you. So you're only in a win-win situation asking God Almighty to give other people goodness as well. And that is why you can't be jealous of what other people have. Because other people have what God Almighty gave them. And it is your love for God Almighty that should prevent you from being jealous for what other people have. Instead, it should push you towards raising your hands and asking God Almighty that, oh God, as you gave them, please give me. And in fact, give me better. And you always know what's best for me. So you give me what's best for me.
Right?
And this is brings peace to you. This is what brings peace to you. And we find that you ask for examples from the Quran, of supplications. These are from the supplications in the Quran. You know, we always turn to God Almighty. God Almighty says, you know, the best of human beings, they turn to God Almighty to say, oh, our Lord, oh, our Lord, oh, our Lord, oh, our Lord. And, from the etiquette of asking is to pray twice as much for your hereafter than you pray for your life in this world. And this is a very important point because, you know, we're talking about dua and supplication and asking from God Almighty. And we spoke about three elements that supplication do for us. It helps us with conversation, it helps us with worship, it helps us in terms of putting through a request, but it also helps us to have perspective. It stops us from, you know, thinking that all our life is just about living on earth. It's till the grave. If we engage God Almighty in supplication in the right way, it will be a training exercise for us to always remember that, you know what, there's more to life than just the life on this world. There's the life of the soul. There's the life that we lived in the wombs of our mothers. There's the life that we will live on top of the earth. There's the life that we will live in the grave, which is under the earth. And then there's the life of the hereafter, which will be when the day of resurrection and recompense happens. Supplication, I view it as a training mechanism for us to remain upon, quote-unquote, perspective. When you supplicate to God Almighty, it will always teach you who you are, where you came from, where you are, why are you here, where are you going to, and how to get this access.
Thank you, Sheikh. You're listening to Heart and Soul on QF Radio with me, Lauren Booth, sharing gems of knowledge today about how to ask for divine assistance is Sheikh Sajid Umar. Sheikh, finally, I've been hinting at it for a while. I would really love our listeners to have a small dua from you, to hear how it sounds, and then to talk about how we do this in English. We can't all access a beautiful language like Arabic, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God created all the languages of the earth. So let's just have a practical, if we can, a practical lesson in the format, how we begin by praising, how we ask, and how we wrap up our asking. Can you do that for us, please?
Yes. So, O Lord, indeed, you are the one upon all able. You are the all-hearing, the all-seeing, the all-knowledgeable. And you are totally independent. And we are totally dependent on you. And we love your messengers. And we ask you to send peace and salutations upon the final messenger, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And O Lord, I ask you from the depths of my heart, with such love for you, and belief in you, I ask you to bless me, bless Mr. Lawrence, and bless everyone at the radio station, and bless all our listeners. And I ask you to grant us better than we dream, both in this world and the next. Indeed, you are upon all able, and peace and salutations be upon the final messenger.
MashaAllah, that is beautiful. And asking for others, it has been said that if you finish a prayer and you don't pray for your family and you don't pray for those you love and your best friend is having struggles and you don't ask the divine presence to help that person, how can you actually acknowledge that you love them? You know, if you knew somebody, if your friend is running a company and you know your friend, your best friend has skills, you put their CV on their desk, don't you? If you've got a place in a university and you think that would be great to you, you make those connections. We do that in everyday life. Well, let's not forget to make those connections for those we love and care about with the divine and ask on their behalf. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct. You hit the nail on the spot. Allah bless you.
Allah bless you. You've been listening to Heart and Soul. May peace and understanding descend upon us all. May Allah bless the Sheikh and keep us radiant in Allah's immortal light until tomorrow. The producer for this series is Ihab Al-Sheikh. You've been listening to Heart and Soul. Until tomorrow, Assalamu Alaikum.